he did sign the briefs, and I'm very familiar with the case. If he needs a helping hand, would it be okay if I speak as well, or is that permissible?
Are you a licensed attorney?
No, I'm not.
Okay, then, no, we really can't let you. That's by the unauthorized practice of law, so I'm sorry, I can't let you.
Okay, I just wanted to ask.
Okay.
But he is hard of hearing.
Okay, we'll try to speak up.
Thank you so much.
Go ahead, Mr. Kwok.
Yeah. Good afternoon, you all on this. Thank you very much. The reason why I'm here today is to object the attorney's fees from the trustee on my personal PK, which is $170,000. And I think that is very outrageous because I have a case back to back with the Schwab case earlier. The other lawyer, the trustee lawyer, they did a lot more work than my personal PK. It's only $99,000 that has been paid. Okay? Now, my question, my objection is that I never have any hearing in the lower court that I can oppose, because on the lower court, Bear Russell is very, very mean to me. Every time I want to say something, he just shut me up. It should be at the gate. I cannot say anything. And I'm poor. I just sold the building with $245,000 in Alhambra, which is I owned it since '80. Okay? So, so the short has, so it goes, okay, let's go back to my personal PK is $400,000. In the pot, which is Bear Russell holding it. That's why I had to go poo-poo. He's the one that told me, you can go poo-poo. He was very nice to me. And all of a sudden, he just turned. It was in open court. You can go poo-poo, Mr. Kwok, this and that. I said, okay. So later on, he kept, it's not been fair to me. And I said in open court one time. I said, Your Honor, it seems like I cannot hire a lawyer. No money, no justice. I had in open court with the transcript. So I'm still pursuing that. Okay. Now, today, I just want to let all Your Honors know the $170,000 excluding the trusted fee needs to be paid out again. And $400,000, I'm negative. I'm close to homeless. I'm 73 years old. I'm not 37. And I've been in the United States over six decades. So, there was no hearing that I called poor in the lower court, but they won't let me. Every time when lawyers, his high power lawyer, when they submit something to Bear Russell, he just give out my money like candies. I have no control over it. I don't think that's fair. Am I going to fight?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions?
You thank you.
No,
thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Your Honor.
Mr. Least.
If it may please the court, Aaron DeLay, standing Gil Israel and Krasnov for the appellee. Your Honor,
Honors, the sole issue here is whether the bankruptcy court abused its discretion in approving the fees and costs of professionals, in particular the peers, the fees and costs of Dan and Gil. We focused our brief on that because that appears to be from this issue brought to the court. That's where the frustration lies with the appellant. Your Honor, Your Honors, there was, you know, during the course of the filings of it, we filed, I think, two interim fee applications, one final fee application, and a supplement. At every point in time, Judge Russell thoroughly considered those fees and costs. The record was replete with evidence that he considered. There was an issue with the order on the final fee applications, and because of that, there was, in a sense, a trustee submitted a final order that the Judge Russell signed that understated our fees by like $28,000 or so. When that error was promptly considered or saw it, we filed a motion to correct that, and it was at that stage that, after the fees had been originally approved, that the appellant complained. And his issues were brought before the bankruptcy court on the motion to correct the order, and Judge Russell at that point considered his what would have been at that point a late objection to the fee applications. But in any event, they were considered, and Judge Russell said on the record at that time that he thoroughly reviewed them. Thereafter, Judge Russell held a second hearing on the motion to correct the order just so that he could say once again on the record that he had thoroughly reviewed all of the fee applications and, quote, found them appropriate. With those findings and review of the evidence, it's clear that Judge Russell met the standard under 330 for approval of the fees and costs, that he had everything before him to make that decision. He even considered the late opposition to those fee applications. It's also worth pointing out, as we do in our briefs, that it is Mr. Kwok's burden to point out what was objectionable in the fee applications. And at no point in time did he say what that was. There were no tasks, no time entries, no nothing. He wanted just sort of a trial, undefined, an evidentiary hearing, we've called it, because that seemed to be the most appropriate. Judge Russell said he wasn't entitled to one because there were no facts in dispute. Even in his objection, there were no facts in dispute. It's also worth noting, as we put in the record, that you know the reason there were a final fee application and a supplement, it sort of was caused by Mr. Kwok's own actions. And I think it's important to put that into the court's view, because had the case promptly closed when if the asset that was later disclosed, it wasn't scheduled by Mr. Kwok, had been disclosed properly, it would have been dealt with earlier in the case. It wouldn't have been this delay. There wouldn't have been the increased fees due to the investigation. And that you can see from our final supplement that the fees and costs attributable that really caused the case to go up was due to a rushed investigation that we had to deal with this asset that was late disclosed. But again, all of that time and energy and entries, were before Judge Russell when he approved our fees and he found them to be appropriate. Unless the court has any other issues or questions, I'm happy to go through any other. But
I'm fine. Thank you.
No questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Kwok, you have a few minutes left. If you'd like to say something else, please come on up.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to mention that one thing that the payout on my estate was so convoluted.
Yeah.
Such as on the SORP, in the lower court, they already established I'm the 100% owner on K-1. I'm 100% owner. And they pay out $40,000 to Mr. Kurt Wang. All because they have a lawyer and I don't. So I don't understand that.
issuing a written decision as soon as we can. Thank you very much. And that's our last case, so panel's recessed.